I think that the SNMP vulnerability is a bad example because it's been part of the kind of firestorm of vulnerabilities that have been discovered in the last 2 years. I doubt we'll see many more like the SNMP vulnerability in the future, mainly because people are being a lot more diligent about, well, you'd hope, the way they write code. I mean, it's one vulnerability. If you look at the way that was disclosed against the amount of vulnerabilities being openly published to BugTrack every day, it plays, you know, a very small part in, you know, the bigger picture.
I hate to be a contrarian, but LDAP also has similar problems.
LDAP and IMAPD.
There will be many more SNMPs, these old families of protocols that go back for years.
Yeah.
Researchers like those in Finland are pretty damn good at what they do, and they have the resources, they have the brain power and the funding. They're unlike the individual sitting in his basement, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning looking for. They have a very meticulous process, and they will find more. And God bless them for doing it. It makes.
That's a good point, and I think the way you mitigate it is by increasing the number of auditors, not by creating a lot of auditors, but by making by giving developers the skills to audit their own code. We ran 9,000 developers through basic security techniques during the month of January. We've got a continuing education program going on, with the idea being that every developer needs to know how to write secure code. It's going to take us a while to get there. This isn't going to be something where we, you know, flip a switch and suddenly we're writing secure code. But we don't teach it in schools. We teach people in schools how to write functional software. We don't teach them how to write secure software. Vendors have got to start doing that as part of the cost of doing business.
The second C program I ever learned how to write was, you know, what is your name?
Hello world.
The other appendix to this discussion is everybody here is involved in security. That's why you're here. And a lot of these companies that aren't having auditing done and aren't hiring auditors aren't represented here. And security is still viewed as this after the fact. Let's get the system up and running. You know, the president of the company wants to type his name and not have to worry about anything else to get in, and he doesn't care. The solution, in my perspective, isn't easily presented here because everybody here has a demonstrated interest in security. The solution is talking to everybody else that's not here about these needs.